forces, that you just watch over them. Again, we thank you for watching over us. These things we ask in the Son's name. Amen. Amen.
Mrs. Wyatt, you want us to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, April 30th, 2018, 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable checks numbers 449563 through 449635 and one journal entry and transfer.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for April 23rd, 2018, and executive session minutes for April 23rd, 2018.
Executive session minutes for 4/23/2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That was on executive. So regular.
I'm giving you a chance.
He's looking.
On the bid recommendation for microfilm scanner, where it was different, that says the file number is actually, was that just on our agenda as?
Yes, just on the agenda. On the document, it was correct because you read it off the document and then somebody said something.
Right, off. So yeah. Do we want, I guess, is it because it was agendized that way that it needs to stay that way?
I saw that. I didn't.
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't know if the agenda is filed with that, with the minutes or not. If they are, I see why that would need to be.
Well, I keep it with the, I put the agenda and print it off and for our notes.
These minutes are, you know, the permanent record, like when it goes back. Is the agenda filed with them that?
Not the ones we filed in the book, just for our notes.
Yeah, then I wouldn't have the East West Road number 19 and then the bid recommendation for microfilm scanner 09 versus 03. I think I just probably put the correct number in there and not the.
It would reference it too. I can go to the seals. I read them on the internet.
This one.
I don't think we need to reference the wrong in our permanent record.
So we're saying up in the, yes, the 19 shouldn't be there, just should have the correct number.
I think so.
What was in the minute, I mean, what was in the bid? I mean, what was in the
right
motion? Get it out here in a minute. I think so. Just the correct information.
I agree.
With the correct file number, if there was a question, they can.
So I'm going to mark out that asterisk, the file number is actually, and just put correct. And then insert correct number in heading. Does that sound good? Move to approve regular session minutes for April 23rd, 2018 with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Insurance of early retirement employee. Letter to Cox Health, number 18071CM. Got a copy of the letter in there. I've looked at it. Looks good
Move
to me.
Move to approve Commissioner Schofield signing the early retirement policy letter to Cox Health, policy number C12306.
I'm sorry, did you say move to approve and
move to approve Commissioner Schofield signing the letter to Cox Health for their early retirement policy number C12306.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for microfilm scanner number 18-057. Recorder.
I forget who that was awarded to.
It was. I have a letter dated April 26, 2018 from our commission's attorney, Mr. Elliott. It's an agreement for a microfilm scanner with the Missouri Documents Solution, LLC, file number 18057. He's reviewed the agreement between agreement for a microfilm scanner by and between Missouri Documents Solution, LLC, and Taney County. The agreement provides for the purchase of one microfilm document scanner, including installation, training, and one-year service agreement, and guaranteed four-hour service response time for the price of $10,245, and he agrees, he approves it to form.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Missouri Document Solution, LLC.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Equipment upgrade number 18051 CM. That is
Okay,
that is part of the, it's the change, is that part, yeah, that's the change order to CenturyLink Loyal Advantage Agreement for 911 equipment upgrade, number 18051, there we are. And I have a letter dated April 26, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he's reviewed the amendment to CenturyLink Loyal Advantage Agreement buy-in between CenturyLink Link Communications, LLC, and Taney County. The amendment, as well as the contract change order amendment. With respect to the amendment, there is no change in the term of the original agreement. The amendment modifies local access service by adding a service address of 266 Main Street, Forsyth, Missouri, with local access net rate, MRC, of 325. With no install and no NRC costs. My understanding is the purpose of this agreement is to bypass the local access service located at 132 David Street. With respect to the change order, it provides for additional networking equipment and labor in the amount of $13,402.38. and he approves them to form. Is that? And then.
What does it mean bypassing it here, 132 Davis Street?
There's two different, well, you see the two different, one's an amendment and one's a change order. The amendment is the decision to take the fiber, the one he's talking about, the where they're bypassing the 132 David Street. What we're doing is saving a little money by taking it from the central office at 181, the CenturyLink central office, over by the post office at 181 Shadow Rock, and going directly to 266 Main Street, where the dispatch center is, instead of coming through this building and then going to the judicial building, going directly there. So instead of making a pass, and possibly if there was a fiber cut between this here and here and then here, it would be easier and less costly for the CenturyLink fiber lines to go directly there, instead of making a stop here.
That goes straight to the judicial center.
Right, exactly. Instead of making a stop from the central office to go from there to here to there.
That's savings?
Yeah, yeah. They determined that it would be better. And and then if there was, it would also be easier to figure out where a problem would be, instead of trying to figure out which location there was a problem. Would it be between here and there or here and there? Then they would know if there was ever a fiber cut. The other part of what he was talking about and the Mr. Elliott approved was we had to make some changes of the location of the equipment at the Branson 911 dispatch centers because of circuitry needs and some electric needs, and there we just had to move some things around. So that's what the other portion was.
So that's the change order?
Yes. And there was some cost involved, and we knew that there was going to be some potential costs involved during the whole project, but and that's been the only cost that we've incurred, you know.
So we say on the one end.
Yes.
But then the extra cost on for the change is about $13,000.
Yeah.
So we have a change order and an equipment upgrade.
We have an amendment to the contract. And then we have, next on the agenda is going to be the change order.
Okay, let's...
Move to approve the amendment to the CenturyLink Loyal Advantage Agreement for 911 equipment upgrade, number 18-051CM.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do we have any idea how much savings will be for not making it here and then back? And come?
I think she meant the savings would be in the future if there ever was an issue.
It would be a time and material savings order of work for them coming out and fixing it, but it also would be circuitry and bill it monthly billing in the future when we get billed for time.
Yeah, I understand.
In the future for billing.
But no estimate on what kind of savings?
No.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
This would be the, this is the upgrade, right?
It's just a change. Well, it's stated as a change order. The second portion is a change order, and that's the one that has the dollar figure added.
$13,000?
Yes.
402.38.
Yep.